In Ephesians chapter 4, if you will, turn your Bibles there. It's interesting that as Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's given some concluding remarks as it relates to the church and how they had received those particular gifts in order for the church to grow, for the church to develop, in order for her to be what God would have it to be. And when we think about our speech and the speech that God desires for us to have in this context, this is dealing with how the church is supposed to be growing up. And so in verse number 11 of Ephesians chapter 4, we see organization. In verse number 12, we see stabilization. In verse number 13, we see unification, meaning how they ought to be unified because of the leadership that's in the church. In verse 14, we see protection. In verse 15, we see maturation, how the church is supposed to mature into that perfect man, which is the Son of God, that mindset. And then in verse 16, we see edification. But why? Well, three things. When I think of our speech, especially as it relates to the church, and why do we have leadership? We have leadership so the church can have a loving speech toward one another. Not just to those on the outside, but to one another. Why? Because it's for the edification, it's the building up, the unification of the church for the called out ones. And so at times when we think about Colossians 4 verses 4 through 6, as we demonstrated on last week, that is our speech as we go out. But there's a speech that we ought to have one for another and one toward another. And so in verse number 15, you know, we consider speaking the truth in love. Three things: speaking, which is the method, the truth, which is the message, and in love is the manner. And all of that is right there in that particular verse. And when we think about the church and leadership, this is why it's so important that leadership stay in the book. This is why it's important that leadership are studying the scriptures and applying it properly in their lives, because God put leadership in the church so we can have loving speech toward one another. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians when he said that our apostleship is not for your destruction, but for your edification. And so when we think about God's word and we think about how we're supposed to apply it to our lives, it's so we can build up each other in the most holy faith. It's so that we can encourage one another. Why? Because we want other people to, who are on the outside, to actually come and be part of what we have on the inside. And so when I was thinking about this and I was putting it in its context, and that's why I'm so appreciating we're studying, especially the upper levels, on how to study the Bible. You keep things in their context. He's talking about how the church is supposed to have leadership and they're speaking loving things toward one another. But how do you do that? By speaking truth. By speaking truth. Friends, every man that teaches, every woman that teaches in the back has an obligation to speak truth. And that's how we build up each other. That's how we have unification. That's how we have maturation. That's how we have the things that God would have us to have. Here's the question. Are we engaging in loving speech? Speak the truth in love. Again, speaking is the method. The truth is the message. And love is the manner. Are we doing that for one another? I owe you, you owe me the truth. And what is truth? Jesus would say in John 17 and verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So we have a responsibility to speak truth, but speak it in love, which means that if me, myself, is not not living according to the scriptures, someone ought to love me enough to say something. And I ought to love them enough to say something to them. But if someone is actually doing the will of God, someone ought to say, keep doing it. Why? Because that's the loving thing to say. To encourage them, to help them, to build them up. Friends, when we think about Ephesians 4 and verse 15, don't apply it to the outside initially, to those who are on the outside. God already gave us a context for that. That's Colossians 4, verse 4 through 6. When it comes to us, we need to speak the truth to one another. And we have that responsibility. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be part of this group that speaks truth to one another, speaks the word of God to one another. Why? Because if we're going to have unification, if we're going to have maturation, if we're going to have organization, if we're going to have the structure that God would have us to have, we got to have this book in front of us. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. So believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins so you can be part of the church of Christ. They're faithful, even unto death, and God will give you the crown of life. But maybe you're a child of God and you haven't appreciated the instruction, the edification, the maturation, the unification. Maybe you haven't appreciated that. We need to appreciate it because, truth be told, it's not everywhere. And everyone doesn't appreciate it as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.